92.5 XTU. It is cold here. It is cold just about all over this great country of ours. And the governor of Kentucky won't cancel school during the polar vortex. And Al Roker from the Today Show is ticked.
And by the way, I just have to say, this nitwit governor in Kentucky saying that, oh, we're weak. These are kids who are going to be in sub-zero wind chills. No. Cancel school. Stop it. You know, adults, if they want to be out there, that's great. These are our children, you know. I'm glad you're not a teacher.
Whoa!
He used the word nitwit.
I know.
That's amazing.
215-263-6700. I know you have an opinion on this. What about you, Dave?
At first, I was with the governor, the nitwit Kentucky, is it?
Yeah.
Nitwit Kentucky governor. Because I don't know about you, I'm a little older than you, but back when I was growing up and had to take a bus, because I think this is all about really kids having to sit at the bus stop for a long while, right? Is I had to walk blocks to the bus stop. There was snow. I'd sit out there in the cold. Maybe my parents didn't love me. I don't know. But I had no problem with it. Then this morning, because we both parked at around the same time, and we had to walk like 20 feet from our car to the front door.
Yeah.
And it was horrible.
It was horrible.
I immediately changed my mind. I was like, yeah, nobody should be outside in this, especially kids for who knows how long.
Those 20 feet, my face hurt, and I was coughing because that cold air in my lungs was like, get this cold air out of me.
I think it cracked my teeth.
Yes.
You can't smile. It's horrible. So I'm all on Team Roker on this.
I know. I agree. And you have to remember, too, that this is Kentucky we're talking about. It's not like these are kids in Illinois, Michigan, Wisconsin, even Pennsylvania, New York, right? These are kids that aren't used to this cold weather, and it was 4 degrees there without the wind chill.
Yeah, and they may not have the appropriate clothing for it. When you grow up here, like you said, you know, Minnesota, Chicago, you have really heavy coats and mittens and hats and stuff.
I mean, come on, nitwit governor. Pull it together. 215-263-6700. What do you think? XTU, good morning. Who's this?
Cindy, how are you?
Hi, Cindy. We're doing great. So what do you think about Al Roker versus the governor of Kentucky?
Okay, I am totally on board with Al, and I also want to say all the parents in Kentucky need to just keep their kids home. Be parents. Do what you think is best for your kids. If the governor says let them play in traffic, you're not going to do it.
Good point. 215-263-6700. Should the kids be going to school when it is so cold? Philly's Country Station, 92.5 XTU. Hey, Bob.
Hey.
The governor of Kentucky won't shut down the schools. Al Roker is ticked. He doesn't think the kids should be outside in the cold. What do you think?
Oh, well, Al Roker better find somebody to watch the kids. If the parents got to go to work, what are you going to do if it's too cold and they close the school?
Well, that happens with delays, right? That happens when there's a snowstorm.
Well, they have to run a delay to that. Still can't figure that out. Put an extra layer of clothes on them. Give them a shot of whiskey or something. Send them honeys off to school.
Shot of whiskey does it every time. There you go. Thank you, Bob. Hi, good morning, XTU. Who's this?
This is David. Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, David. We're bundled up. We're inside where it's nice and warm, unlike those poor kids in Kentucky who are standing outside waiting for their buses right now.
I think that he should stand out there with all three great schools for a day or two, and then maybe he should have that question again.
Nice.
Guys, have a great day. Thank you very much. X to you all day long.
Thank you so much, David. 215-263-6700. I mean, the phone lines are locked right now. It looks like most people now are saying, yeah, send those kids to school.
Which I'm shocked. I thought everyone would be on Team Roker and not on Team Nitwit Governor.
Right. Well, I mean, we'll get your take on it, certainly. Keep trying to get through. Again, 215-263-6700. XTU, good morning. Who's this?
This is Gary.
All right, so we're talking about Al Roker versus the governor of Kentucky. What do you think?
Yep, and Al Roker's an idiot.
Okay.
I drive a trash truck. I have two guys on the back of my truck.
God bless them.
You were at work this morning, and none of them had asked to get in the truck yet to get warm.
Well, I mean, are they drunk?
Are they drunk?
Like Bob said, are they dipping the whiskey this morning?
No, I mean, they're...
Let them in the truck with you, man. Let them in the truck.
The quicker they do it, the quicker they get done, the quicker they get eaten.
You are hardcore, man.
You really are. You're tough, Gary.
I'm serious. We don't cancel it because it's cold, because it's raining, because it's snowing.
Dust off his cape, because Gary is a superhero. Yeah. Thank you so much for checking in this morning.
Take care, guys. Love you, show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.